welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is A New Song.
I'm preaching on 1 Samuel 3 through 10 and 19. Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So Samuel went back to sleep. Again, the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "You called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. I just love this passage. A young, inexperienced prophet in training hears God's call. He's anxious and eager to respond, but doesn't know God's voice. He has a trusted and knowledgeable mentor. And finally, with guidance, the young prophet responds with a yes. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Oh, that each of us would hear God's call so clearly and be able to respond so energetically. But what happens when you said yes a long, long time ago, and you can't hear so clearly now or move around so well? What about when you don't have much energy or are losing the ability to concentrate, to focus, or even to remember? Is God still calling out to you? Well, I believe we can see an answer to this question in our psalm today. The psalmist sings, "I have waited for the Lord. He stooped toward me and heard my cry. He put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God." God puts a new song into our mouths, not the song of our youth or even of our middle age, but the song of a good and faithful servant. One with wisdom, but perhaps without much physical ability anymore. It might be hard for us to recognize this because it's so different from how we've always heard God and responded to God throughout most of our lives. The psalmist continues, "Sacrifice or offering you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me." It's not our ability to do what we've done in the past or how we've responded in the past. What's important is our desire to respond. It's not what we have or how we minister that God is seeking. It's an open and willing heart. We are asked to do God's will. God's desire for us is to be fully, authentically human. completely authentic, like trees in the fall that shed their leaves, that go dormant in the winter. Authentic like the bears who hibernate, slowing their metabolism to conserve energy. Completely authentic like the beauty that's created when the sun sets each evening. The authenticity that comes at later stages of our lives, when our bodies and our minds need to slow down, to let go. There is an authenticity that's different for each stage of our lives. None is better or worse. They're just different. The key, I think, is that we continue to have open ears. It is a new song that God puts into our mouths, our own unique hymn to our God when we are no longer young. God calls us each and every day of our lives. God puts a new song into our hearts. We only need to respond, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," and be open to hearing that song and what God has planned for us this day.